about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am so glad to be here, and I'm so glad you all are listening and tuning in. This is kind of interesting. Scientists are trying to build a human brain, and we're talking as close to a human brain, which would be a supercomputer that'll simulate the entire mind and will hopefully later be used to test drugs, like for dementia, Alzheimer's. Pretty cool stuff. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about, but I want you to know we are live right now. Call with your medical questions, comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter and follow me on Facebook. Now, you know, it's interesting. This isn't the first time scientists have been trying to recreate the human brain or recreate models. I had seen, I don't know if it was on the History Station. Some of you guys may remember this episode. It was just recent, where they tried to disprove some theories about the JFK assassination on how the shooter might have been in other parts of the lawn or the street as opposed to the sixth floor of the book repository. All right. For many of you that, know the unfortunate circumstances of JFK being assassinated in 1963, right? You know, his assassin was on the sixth floor of the repository, actually behind him when he was shot. And from what I understand, what happened is after JFK had been shot, the limo had been obviously sullied. There were pieces of brain and skull, et cetera. It was a horrible sight. And while JFK was in the hospital, okay, even though it was assumed he was dead before he arrived, they had told, the media was telling people he was still alive, part of the Secret Service was told to clean up the limo. And there were only a couple eyewitnesses that took a peek in the limo before it got cleaned. And there was some question about where the trajectory of part of the brain was on the seats. And so there was a question about the trajectory, how JFK could have been shot, and then where the body parts were splattered to. And it's hard to talk about because may he rest in peace. But they tried to investigate, and they said maybe he wasn't shot from the back angle. Because if he was shot on his right, why would there be on the right side of the car blood, etc.? It should have been more on the left. So they were thinking maybe along that little grassy knoll area, maybe behind the fence there could have been a shooter. Maybe there was a shooter across the way on the left side. And how they tested this was they made as close as possible to a human brain and skull. Weight, viscosity, etc. And they made the dummy. And they recreated, I guess, the assassination with shooting from different angles. And what they found, this was, I forget the name of the show, I think it was on the History Channel, and what they found was that it looks like it was probably from the sixth floor of the book repository building because of the way the angle, the way, unfortunately, JFK was hit. So, anyway, scientists have been developing models of brains, etc., but this is the first time I've heard of a supercomputer. They say it's still 12 years out. I mean, that's how advanced this thing is going to be, although you wonder if it's going to accelerate because of the way technology is. So what they're doing, and let me see who gets credit, which of these scientists leading. Professor Henri Macrum in Switzerland has been working with scientists across Europe, including the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute of Cambridge. They hope to complete this brain within 12 years. Of course, the complexity, the neurons, etc. And if they could build a super brain, then, and a supercomputer that could, be as close to possible, of the human brain. I mean, you know, God's work. It's very hard to reproduce in a lab. Let me just say that. But then they could hopefully test medications on it. They could test so many different things. All right. So let me see here. When completed, it could be used to test new drugs, which could dramatically shorten the time required for licensing them in human trials and pave the way for more intelligent robots and computers. A little creepy, but I understand, you know, why they want to do this. There are inevitably concerns about the consequences of this manipulation. See, that's what I just said. And creating computers which can think for themselves. I don't think they can make this think for themselves. I really don't. All right. Over the past 15 years, the team already has painstakingly studied and managed to produce a computer simulation of the cortical column, which is a building block of the brain in mammals. They've also simulated part of a rat's brain using a computer. Of course, the human body, a lot more. I mean, 100 billion neurons. They say each neuron performs billions of calculations per second, right? So a brain computer will need to be able to do a billion calculations. I can't even do the math. That means every cell or neuron that does a billion actions per second. I mean, just absolutely crazy. Crazy. So, I mean, we'll see where this goes. I mean, it's nice. I don't know if it's going to work. You know, I mean, human is human. How do you recreate instinct? How do you recreate feeling? You know, people will say, how could you get a heart transplant? You'll lose your heart, who you are. And no, that doesn't happen. I know some people, they're, you know, still joking about Dick Cheney and stuff. He's doing okay, it sounds like, with his heart. But even though, yes, I think we feel a lot of things in our heart, still, our emotional centers, our passion, it comes from the brain and the brain centers. So you cannot reproduce that. Now, again, if they just want to look at memory loss and they want to look at, you know, neurological consequences of things, they may be able to do it. If they're doing this from a mechanical perspective, they may be able to line the nerve with the longitudinal tract that comes off the spinal column. I mean, there's still things they could test with this, but they really shouldn't be marketing this as the human brain, really. Please, you know, give us some, cut us some slack, Jack. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Michael from San Diego writes, Doctor, under my arm I have a boil that hurts like, I don't want to say. Okay, I understand it hurts. Is this what they call the MRSA? What should I do? I don't have health insurance. Now, that's kind of interesting because many times boils that come up in the groin area or under the arm could be MRSA. Yeah, it's hard to tell without getting a culture, but they are painful. And, you know, based on what you're telling me, it could be. It could be. Unfortunately, though, you really need to get treated. These methicillin-resistant Staph aureus bugs can get nasty. Not to mention, you could spread the bug throughout the house. They get very pussy, very purulent. Now, antibiotics, because they're methicillin resistant, they're resistant to a lot of antibiotics, especially the penicillin family. But luckily, one antibiotic, which isn't too expensive, is Bactrim. And if you don't have a sulfa allergy, we're finding that treating these boils, if after a culture we find that it's sensitive to Bactrim, Bactrim may work. And Bactrim is not as expensive an antibiotic. So, now, you know, if it's resistant to a lot of antibiotics, yes, there are some fancy expensive ones. But before it gets worse, I would say still try and be seen. Maybe even the health department will see you because we're talking about a communicable disease here. And, they could treat you hopefully with an antibiotic that's fairly inexpensive. Now, MRSA, it really likes the moist, underarm areas, absolutely. You know, it's not. But what's interesting is people will say, but Dahlia, I didn't get cut. I didn't shave. You know, I'm leaving my underarm hair there. Why would this happen to me? Well, the bug lives inside of you, and then it decides to come out in warm, moist areas. So many people with MRSA, they get the first one licked and treated, and then all of a sudden it decides to pop out somewhere else. And it just keeps coming. And then family members start to get boils. And sometimes you need to bleach down the whole house. And you need to treat family members with antibiotics or give them bleach baths or, of course, have a doctor tell you how to do these. You know, you kind of like pool water type bleach bath. Don't go into the pool, of course. But, you know, you don't want to put too many chemicals, but you put a little bleach in a tub and, you know, kind of like a pool. But, again, have your doctor to go over those. And also we'll give you Bactroban, an ointment, antibiotic ointment that you put in your nostrils and on your rectum. And the anus. I know it sounds, stop the giggles, because MRSA does get passed, and it decides to enter any orifice it can. And so it's pretty involved. So if you think this is what you have, you need to go and get it looked at. Now, that being said, one of the more recent dermatology conferences I went to discussed how there was a study where just opening up the wound, letting the pus come out, okay, these MRSA lesions sometimes will go away themselves. Now, it's true. I have seen people that said, Dahlia, I never got treated. I had this boil. It burst. It went away. Meanwhile, I'm looking at something new, and I'm culturing them, and it comes back MRSA. So, yes, we've had people with MRSA have it go away, but the problem is it doesn't really, really go away. It keeps coming back, so we really need to treat this. Now, gosh, there was a horrible case. There was a kid that I guess had the flesh-eating bacteria causing necrotizing fasciitis. This is kind of important to talk about, a little sad case, but don't ignore your scrapes or your kid's scrapes. 5-year-old boy in Wisconsin fell off his bike back in 2008. He skinned his chin, bit his lip. Fox News is reporting this, like many other kids do. But 36 hours later, he was in intensive care because he picked up one of the flesh-eating bacteria. Now, these bacteria cause something called necrotizing fasciitis, where it gets into a layer of the skin and can spread like wildfire, especially along the fascia. Necrotizing kills as it goes. So he had developed this necrotizing fasciitis in the right cheek near his lip. He went through surgery over the next 3 days. Surgeons kept removing the dead tissue. That's why they call it flesh-eating bacteria. A blood pressure dropped. They said a few days later he began to improve. Today he is healthy. Thank God he's alive. Whew, I had to read this as I went. And he actually is a champion in his age group for bike racing. Good. He has a scar, but he's doing well. But wow. So today, studies were published in the Archives of Otolaryngology, had a neck surgery, right, discussing kids and the rate of kids developing this necrotizing fasciitis and mortality rate. He could have died. He was going into septic shock, blood pressure dropping. He could have died. Now, in 1997, they said there were 46 cases among 1.9 million records of children discharged from 22 hospitals that year. In 2006, there were 105 cases. So it is going up. Now, they have not seen improvement in the mortality, even with the new antibiotics. No. Now, we've talked about in the past what you should do for any wound. You have to clean it. The problem is with your kid, they're yelling and screaming. One, they're bleeding. Two, it hurts. So they're not going to want you to put any astringent on there, clean it with alcohol. Then at least start with soap and water. Start with something. Now, I know there's these over-the-counter sprays. Remember Bactine? If I remember correctly, Bactine now has like a numbing spray that you could spray, such that you could spray the Bactine on there. It'll hopefully help clean, numb it up a little bit so that you could still get in there, but you still got to clean it out. When in doubt, bring them to the doctor. A lot of times we'll numb them up. We'll numb up the area so we could clean them out. But, I see it with my kids. Sometimes I'm busy and they scrape themselves. So I say, go wash off with soap and water. And I'm assuming they're doing a good job. But necrotizing fasciitis is caused by group A strep. Group A strep, that's different from the MRSA we were talking about with the previous listener email. All right, that's staph infection. This is strep. group A strep. And this group A strep can be nasty, just as nasty as MRSA. And the group A strep is the flesh-eating bacteria. You can pick it up anywhere. And, of course, once you get it into the deeper layers of the skin and into the bloodstream, again, because you cut yourself, there's no telling where it could go. So make sure the wounds get debrided very well and watch the wound. Now, wounds will get red. You know, people will ask me, well, Dr. Dahlia, how do I know if it's getting infected or not? You know, well, of course, if you wait many days and it starts to pus and it starts to get redder and it starts to swell, yes, that could be infected. But sometimes your skin, with its granulation starting to kick in and the inflammatory cells going in to get to work, you will get a pink hue. And some people don't know. Now, usually the wound should start getting better day after day. Yet if the wound isn't getting better and it starts to get more tender to the touch, and like I said, it starts to swell a little bit, that's probably a sign of infection, and you do not want to mess around. All right? You don't want to mess around. You don't want to be picking off the scab. You don't want to be sticking needles into the red puffy part. Let a medical provider take a look at you. Adults get necrotizing fasciitis also. It's just we're bringing up kids because of this one case with the child and what Fox News reported today. But, you know, I really think we get cut and scraped all the time. But every now and then, something goes wrong and severely wrong. Again, soap and water. Soap and water is your best friend. Soap and water we have used for years, and it's actually fought infections and prevented infections for centuries. All right? Well, maybe soap hasn't been around as long, but water has. So, you know, don't underestimate what you have. Now, another thing sometimes we like to do is, let's say somebody starts to get a cellulitis. Now, you have your epidermis. You have your dermis, you have your subcutaneous layer, you have your fat layer, then it goes into muscle. Well, cellulitis a lot of times will involve your fatty layer and involve the dermatitis layer, sub-Q layer, etc. That could be pretty dangerous too, because a cellulitis could, if it was caused by group A strep, be a necrotizing fasciitis, etc. Or you could have something called compartment syndrome. Now, compartment syndrome is where your infection gets so bad that it starts to kind of circulate your arm or your leg. Well, the pressure, now you guys know the feeling of a pressure, you know, a wound that really hurts. The pressure from the infection starts to cut off blood supply to the leg. And we need to go in there and fillet the skin. It's horrible. You don't want to get compartment syndrome. But we've had to do that because we've seen infections. By the time people come in, or somebody homeless, et cetera, who didn't get medical care, basically they're about to lose their limb because the infection is circumferential around their arm, leg, et cetera. Now, many of us, we get cellulitis and we see the red. I always tell people, take a pen, right, and draw, I mean, not in the wound, but draw around on the skin where the red is. Because sometimes you don't remember day in or day out if the red is expanding or not. And that pen marking, I do. I write on my patients all the time, even put happy faces on there. So I draw with a pen, and I tell the patient to look. And then the next day, they could see if there's a recession by about a centimeter or two, you're doing pretty good. But if it didn't recede or it's going past the line, then it's not getting better. All right? Great discussion. Let's keep talking about get more medical headlines, but I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ahem.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can also email me at drdahlia.com, drdahiah.com. Please follow me on Twitter and on my Facebook fan page so I can also give you up-to-date medical updates or any updates that happen as the day progresses. All right, Jerry from St. Louis writes, Dr. Dahlia, how long can you leave food out unrefrigerated? Oh, I don't like to go more than an hour. I don't like, you know, sometimes too, it's tough. That's a good question, because like with parties, you know, pizza will be laying out. Here's the thing. It also kind of depends on the food temperature. Okay? You don't want food to be at room temperature for too long. Okay? So like, you know, if it's, well, I guess an hour or two wouldn't make too much of a difference. For the most part, I usually don't like, especially your perishable foods, like your fish and your eggs and your meat, etc. I don't like them out more than 2 hours. Your salad, sandwiches, potato salad, I would try to refrigerate them as quickly as possible or keep them on ice the whole time. And when in doubt, throw it out. It's really not worth it. That's a good question, because we were just talking about bacteria. You know, there's so many things you can get from food. Listeria, salmonella, E. coli, so many things from food. And the bacteria, from what I understand, between 40 degrees Fahrenheit and 140 degrees Fahrenheit, that's kind of that danger zone where bacteria can multiply and overproduce pretty quickly. So I would say sooner than later, get the stuff in the fridge. Don't leave anything out more than an hour or two, but reheat, okay? And when you reheat it, cook it above 165 degrees. We spent, I need to do another show. A couple years ago, we talked about foods and the temperatures you needed to cook them at. We went through chicken, we went through beef, we went through pork, and there were some varying degrees, but for the most part, the average was about 165 degrees. If you cooked them over 165 degrees, you were in pretty good shape. So you got to be careful with the slow cookers, but I would say, you know, when in doubt, like let's say pizza. You know, many of us will have extra pizza. We'll throw it in the fridge and pizza's laid out. What I like to do is when I heat it up or reheat it, I like to wait until I see the cheese bubble and boil. You know, when the cheese is sitting there boiling, now, of course, don't put it in your mouth. But I feel like if that happened, at least it killed off a lot of the bugs. Now, remember, your body has defense mechanisms. Your body, you know, has acid in the stomach. So there's a very good chance that the acid will kill some of the bacteria, but sometimes no. Sometimes it doesn't, and the bacteria gets into the small intestine. And, you know, they've never really done a study. I don't know if they have. There would be an interesting study for people that take antacids. If you take antacids, are you more prone to getting these bug infections, these bacterial infections or viral infections, et cetera, because you don't have the stomach acid fighting the bacteria? It'll be interesting to see. That would be a good study. Of course, you know, somebody's going to think of it, and then they're going to go, oh, I came up with that, not Dr. Dahlia. So, Okay, so U.S. government now is launching a new light bulb, which is supposed to be the most energy-efficient light bulb yet, and it lasts 20 years. It costs $60. It's a $60 light bulb that lasts 20 years. The bulb was developed after Congress launched the $10 million L Prize competition in 2007 to find a bulb to replace the energy-wasting incandescent 60-watt bulb. Dutch manufacturer Philips entered the contest, and was declared the winner. Started working right away. The bulb, they say, is supposed to give off a pleasing, natural-looking light and will go on sale at Home Depot and other outlets starting on Sunday, Earth Day. Oh, that's nice. $60 price reflects the cost of its components, especially the top-notch chips, etc., diodes, etc. Let me see here. All right, the bulb, depending on the size of the bulb, costs anywhere between $20 and $60. Trying to think. Now, wasn't some of these, didn't a year ago, wasn't there a study that some of these light bulbs could be cancer-causing? It wouldn't be this one. It was something that happened a few, it was like about a year ago, where we're trying to use all these energy-saving e-light bulbs, and they said the light could be cancer-causing. And I'm like, please, come on. I mean, you know, if you think about light bulbs right now, they're $1, $2 each. I don't think people are going to buy it. How many people are living in where they're living, right? I mean, even like in an apartment, you're not going to take the bulbs with you. You're going to have to remember if you switch apartments. Huh, that's interesting. All right, well, if they're happy about it, I guess go for them. I mean, it's nice. Light bulbs are nice. Light bulbs are nice. All right, let's see. Now, doctors in Pakistan right now are trying to save a boy who has six legs. Now, I have this picture on my Facebook. Be prepared. It's kind of difficult to look at. All right, cute kid. Kid looks absolutely adorable. Full head of hair, adorable kid, but he has six legs. One of his feet, a clubbed foot. They say doctors in Pakistan are battling to save a baby boy born with six legs due to a rare genetic disease. They believe the parents might have been cousins. Parents in Sukkur, a city in the Sindh province in southeastern Pakistan, has been being cared for by doctors at the National Institute of Child Health in Karachi. Jamal Raza, the institute's director, said the child had a conjoined twin, which was premature, resulting in the extra limbs. So, the conjoined twin, because some people are like, wait a second, six legs, there should only be then four legs. No, two of these look like arms. If you look at the picture, two look like arms, two look like stubs of legs. So what happened is sometimes in the womb, you have two fetuses joined together. And that's why you have, in this particular case, a six-legged baby. One of the babies was not fully developed, giving the present physical structure to the baby that was developed. The father has pleaded with the government and charities to pay for the child's surgery. He can't even afford to visit the city to get treatment. Of course, they've been appealing to philanthropists and the governments, etc. Right now, the doctors are working on a plan for surgery and calling on foreign experts to help. This condition affects one in a million babies. If you could take a look at it, please do. It's on my Facebook fan page. Very difficult to, never difficult to see, but adorable boy. But it happens. Conjoined twins happen. You know, we've talked about that. There was one set, I think they just reached a 25th birthday of women, and pretty famous. You know, and many of these, they live great lives, or they have two heads, two arms, and two legs, and they do well, and conjoined twins can do well in this particular case, so something does have to be done. All right, testosterone is back in the news. Apparently, heart failure patients may do better if they're treated with testosterone. They may actually be able to exercise more, have more longevity with their heart. Testosterone is in both men and women, but a lot of times testosterone levels will decline with age, causing decrease in muscle mass, the decrease in desire for sex, etc. So it looks like Justin Ezekowitz, directs the heart function clinic at the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Canada, is now doing trials with supplemental testosterone to see if it's safe and effective. And if it, you know, heart failure, you know, starting to be a leading cause of hospitalization of people over 65. 5 million Americans have heart failure now, and at least 500,000 get diagnosed with it each year. Heart becomes enlarged, you get backflow of fluid, the pump doesn't work as well, doesn't pump the blood to the rest of the body that needs it. And so as people are getting treatment, you know, they're trying now some testosterone, either by injection or patch or gel. And the study appears in the journal Circulation if you want to take a look at that. So they did find that testosterone did help patients walk, because remember, with congestive heart failure, if you're not getting good cardiac output, you have difficulty breathing. If you have difficulty breathing, you don't want to walk. If you don't want to walk, you don't want to exercise, and it worsens the situation. So you need to get that circulation going. So it's crucial. So I think trying testosterone is a great idea. And for many of you, when you do get your routine blood work, ask your doctor to check testosterone. Why not? Just to take a look. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're driving out there on the highways, please be careful. I know sometimes listening to the Dr. Dolly Show can make you a little sleepy. Okay? All right, that's why I try to speak loud. I know many of you are on the road. I love my truckers out there who are listening. Just be careful. But any of you guys out there on the road, just remember, hands at the 10 to 2 position. Keep staying awake. Now, Robin Gibb's family is keeping bedside vigil. A few days ago, we heard that Robin Gibb had slipped into a coma. We're talking about the Bee Gees, Robin Gibb. That family has dealt with a lot of tragedy. But former Bee Gees singer Robin Gibb is in a coma after contracting pneumonia. Family members are now reportedly keeping vigil at his bedside. From what we understand, he is not doing too well. He has been battling, I think he had liver cancer. Was he diagnosed with liver cancer? And I think colon cancer. But then he came down with pneumonia and is currently in a coma. Now, sometimes, if people get tired with breathing, they will put you into a coma, put you on a respirator as a form of treatment, and then take you off the respirator, right? You know, we don't know if this is, you know, if it means this is the end. But we do know that family has been taking it very seriously. Publicist has said family's keeping a bedside vigil. From what I understand, I think he lost a couple of his brothers already to cancer. I just don't have that in front of me. So, all right, so we'll keep you posted on that. Let's go back to more of your emails. We have Tim from Seattle writes, Dr. Dahlia, how do you tell if you're depressed? I mean clinically depressed or just in a funk. Oh, I love the word funk. I use that word all the time. Nah, not funky. Funk, like, being in a funk. That's exactly how I describe it. Sometimes we will get into a funk. Very common. And it doesn't mean we have clinical depression. What I tell people to do, all right, is to, you know, take a look at your week, your Monday through Sunday week. Okay, or Sunday through, we should probably say Sunday through Saturday week. But many of us look at the start of the week as Monday. All right, just take a look at your week. If every single day you fall into a funk, all right, and it's been going on for weeks, it's probably a depression. Now, yes, there's definitions. Well, if you're sad for more than 3 or 4 weeks on this many times a week, you know, but just, you know, we don't have to, you know, put you in terms of a textbook here. Just if you notice you have more days than not when you're sad, then you probably suffer from some sort of depression. Now, there's varying degrees of depression, very, very deep depression, not so deep depression, mild depression, you know, mild, moderate, severe depression, etc. But then you have people that just kind of get into a funk. You get some bad news. So for a couple days, you're brooding a little bit. But tincture of time heals those. All right? If you are less sad about a particular situation than you were a couple days ago, and the tincture of time, we call it, fixed the problem or helped you feel better, then that is more of a situation where you had a funk or a situational depression or depressed mood, etc. There's various different things we could call it. Some of us make this stuff up as we go. But true clinical depression, unipolar depression, is where you are more days than not for weeks on end, not being able to enjoy life. Fatigued, unmotivated, feeling sad, feeling helpless, feeling worthless, feeling like you really don't want to live. That is a pretty severe depression. Now, you have some people that just, they really don't like their job. You know, they're depressed that they're turning 40. Okay. No, this didn't happen to me. I wasn't depressed when I was turning 40 because I was so busy, you know, planning my party. And so many exciting things were happening with radio that I didn't get depressed like I thought I would. I thought, because I told my family, I go, be prepared. You know, next year I'm going to get depressed when I turn 40, and it didn't happen. Now, I am going to be turning 41 soon. That's a whole other story. All right, we'll see where that goes. I think 40, we're so busy dealing with, you know, the changing of the decades that I think you're just too busy to get depressed about it. 41 could be an issue, and I'll let you know. I'll be on air upset about it. But, you know, you could temporarily be upset about some certain things and then just kind of get over it and go on. But there's some people that just don't get over it. Now, of course, you know, some people that incur a death in the family. And I mean, I don't know how you get over that. I don't, you know. We've talked about ways to kind of get out of little funks, and that's also ways to test if you have true depression or not. Like, for example, you're just kind of, you know, you wake up in the morning, you really don't want to get out of bed, you really don't want to go about your day, and then somebody talks you into going out, seeing a funny movie or going shopping or something, and then you start to giggle, and you start to have fun, and you're fine, and then later that night you forgot about what you were upset about in the morning. That's more funk. But where you could just temporarily break a smile, and all day long you're mopey. Again, you know, it's pretty common sense. You know, they came out with a blood test. We were talking about this earlier tonight. Came out with a blood test to detect depression in teens. Now, see, teenagers, they aren't as forthcoming with their history to their doctor or to their parents as some of us may be. You know, if we think we're battling depression, we'll go to our doctor and say we're not feeling good. You know, I really just don't feel like doing much. I kind of feel sad. I feel worthless, etc. Teens won't do that. Many teenagers will just sit there and go, I don't even need to be here. All you adults are stupid. You know nothing. Right. And I've been told I know nothing by teenage doctors. And I'm like, fine, you know, all my years of schooling and my medical degree, right, mean nothing. I know nothing. Thank you. But sometimes teenagers, they don't even know they're depressed. They just think this is the life they have to live. And they don't realize they're depressed. They just think they're in a horrible situation, and they just have to navigate through the horrible situation, i.e. living with parents, dealing with breakup, dealing with boyfriends, dealing with cyberbullying, etc. And so it takes a trained clinician to, you know, try to figure it out, but it takes time, and it takes a teenager opening up. Many parents, we talked about earlier, have no idea the child is depressed until they realize they committed or attempted suicide. All right, so for them coming up with this blood test is kind of cool. So apparently Eva Radai, professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, and I guess Alexander Nicolescu. Let me see. I'm trying to see who gets credit. Yo, Radai. Radai gets credit. Okay. For has been looking for years at tumor markers, and not tumor markers, biomarkers. So they were looking at 26 biomarkers that they found actually go down in people that have depression and anxiety. Then they were able to form a blood test reflecting these biomarkers. They tested it with 14 teens and were able to find the teens that were depressed or had anxiety, etc. Now, how good is this test? I don't know. It was only tested on 14 teens. You know, I mean, for it to be widespread use, but here's the thing. You know, you have a child, you're really not sure what's going on. Drug test them, by the way. Any child that starts to even have signs of depression, drug test them, because marijuana can make them depressed. But anyway, we, you know, if you're already going to be doing some sort of drug testing, maybe checking their thyroid or blood work, if this does later become a test that's affordable that you could add as a panel, that'd be wonderful. Why not? Now, the only problem is if the test says no, they're not depressed, yet here they are moping and they're not eating and they're isolating themselves in their room, well, you got a little bit of a problem. So, I wouldn't say, oh, okay, the test is negative. They're all clear. You're good to go. And also remember, some of these people, they may be doing well for a week or two. Everything's going good. They found a new boyfriend or they have a new girlfriend. Everything's fine. And all of a sudden they get cut from the team or somebody cheats on them and boom. So it's something we need to take time investigating. I think it's great that they've coming up with a blood test. What they really don't need to do is work very quickly on better treatments. I don't think the treatments we have for depression are good enough. I don't. Yeah, we have some great medicines out there, but we still have too many people that are just trying to get through the day. And it's not good enough yet. We got to do more. All right, guys, great show tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. Any questions, email me. I promise I'll get to all of them. I know I'm a little bit behind. You all take care, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.